Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzak from His Ability. Thanks for joining me again this week. And we're continuing our push towards the election, which is Tuesday. I am so pleased and happy to have Bob Duco on my show again today. Thanks so much, Bob, for joining me.
Sure, Lynn.
Such an important matter. Today, I'm just going to, our last show, we talked about the 2008 election, and we can find that on hisability.com, and all the points about the election with the two candidates, and that was so interesting. We just had a lot of feedback on that. So thanks for helping me with that. And right now, I actually wanted to talk about Proposal 2, which is about embryonic stem cell research. Mm-hmm. And I need you to help me explain this. I do have my opinion about it. I've done research on it. It's supposed to be something that, you know, they're pushing for helping mankind. Somebody like myself with spinal cord injury, they do commercials showing, you know, people like myself, oh, please say yes to Proposal 2 because that would help me, you know, and I don't feel that way at all. I feel God has a plan for me, and he's able, more than able, to heal me, and I'm ready. That's another subject. So we'll, what I want to do is define not only embryonic research, but Proposal 2. Can you help me out with that?
Sure, Bob? Sure. Well, first of all, with embryonic stem cell research, what they do is they take, you know, human embryos at the earliest stages. Okay, mm-hmm. This is when they're a blastocyst and a
right.
clump of cells, which is still a human being, by the way.
Amen.
All the DNA is there. Everything about that human is there except for the time taken to develop. But what they would do is destroy, they would kill that human embryo to extract the cells
right.
and do research on this.
Right.
Now, there's two types of stem cell research. There's embryonic stem cell research, and then there's adult stem cell research. Well, and in addition to adult, there's amniotic fluid and umbilical cord stem cell research. Those other types of stem cell research don't involve the killing of human embryo.
Mm-hmm.
Only embryonic stem cell research kills a human embryo.
Right.
So here's what's, first of all, important for people to understand. If embryonic stem cell research would actually produce cures, for example, your spinal cord injury or my son's type 1 diabetes
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, if it actually would produce these cures, I would argue as a Christian, it's immoral anyway, because you don't kill one human being to do laboratory research to try to benefit the health of another human being.
Right. The end is
you look for morally and ethically sound ways to do that. But the main issue is that embryonic stem cell research doesn't work. It's legal in many places around the country. It's privately funded right now for years. Millions and millions of dollars have been poured into embryonic stem cell research. It's going on right now as we speak. It's even going in the University of Michigan, because you can farm in embryos from out of state and have research done on them. It's happening right now. It's been happening for years. The number of treatments and cures that's been produced is zero. It doesn't work. Adult stem cell research, however, as well as umbilical cord and amniotic fluid stem cell research, have produced already 73 different treatments and cures that thousands upon thousands of people all across America are being treated by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the success is. It's not in the embryonic, and the embryonic is immoral and unethical anyway. I think this is a big push by the pro-abortion crowd to do anything they can to not give value to the human embryo.
Right.
So that's what we need to understand, first of all, about the stem cell research issue. Proposal 2, specifically in Michigan, would amend the Michigan Constitution to make embryonic stem cell research legal in this state. And this is important. It would be unrestricted human embryo research, which means anything that's not federally forbidden would be allowed in the state of Michigan.
Mm.
That means the door is open for us to end up doing cloning, human cloning, in the state of Michigan. It even opens the door potentially for animal-human hybrids to be created,
mm.
which are already being created right now in places around the world. The British Parliament just approved the creating of part human, part animal embryos. So these types of things would I'm telling you, they will end up happening in the state of Michigan. We'll become the island of Dr. Moreau. taxpayers in Michigan will end up paying for this, even though this isn't in Proposal 2. I guarantee you that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely the next step. In California, the taxpayers have already had to shell out $3 billion to fund this. In New York, $600 million. Trust me, if this passes, it will be a constitutional amendment in the state of Michigan. The legislature won't be able to do anything about it because mm-hmm. it's now in the Constitution, and taxpayers are going to end up having to fund this, and we're going to end up becoming a cloning and potentially an animal-human hybrid state, and we're going to be doing unregulated human research, reducing humanity to lab rats. It's wrong. It's wrong. We got to vote no on this. We've got to vote no.
We're talking about Proposal 2, and it's something that was brought up at my church, and I didn't even realize it was on the ballot. I was so into the candidacy, and it's actually just waiting for us to say yes or no to, and we have, as Christians, to make decisions based on, you know, the basics of life and what, and, you know, the values. So I just think that my stand on it is important, because coming from so many commercials I've seen about, you know, just trying to, you know, like trying to help people with spinal cord injuries, I guess people think that somebody with a spinal cord injury, of course, wants this to happen.
Of course.
And my trust is in the Lord. My healings come from God, straight from God and nowhere else. And I don't have a problem with science, you know, helping people, but not at the cost of lives.
Well, right, exactly. And that's, I mean, Lynn, look, you're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'd love to get out of that wheelchair, but you don't want to take another human life to try to help you get out of that wheelchair.
Not the way to go.
My 10-year-old son just got diabetes a few months ago, just developed it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want him to be cured of that, definitely.
But I'm not
willing to take another human being's life so that my son can be cured of diabetes.
Or play with human beings' lives.
And we're taking those human lives. So I'm not willing to do that. I know you're not willing to do that. We have to decide what's morally right and morally wrong. And I have to make sure to stress this, okay? It doesn't matter anyway,
mm-hmm.
because embryonic stem cell research is not going to get you out of that wheelchair, and it's not going to cure my son's diabetes. It doesn't work. They can't control the splitting and the spreading of the cancers of the cells. They turn cancerous every time in embryonic stem cell research.
I have to agree with you, because I actually know two people that have done stem cell research therapy. One actually went to China. He had built up enough money to go get it done. He went tons and tons of money he was had to spend, and come back, start his own therapy because insurance wouldn't pay for it, and he's not out of the wheelchair. He struggled. He regrets doing it, and it didn't work.
You know what? If embryonic stem cell research actually worked, right? Think about this. It is legal across most of America, and it's privately funded. But notice the big-time left-wing gazillionaires in this country, why aren't they investing their own money? Why aren't they investing billions of dollars into embryonic stem cell research? Why aren't the George Soroses and the Bill Gates, and why aren't these people ponying up billions of dollars? They got the money. And think about the money that they would make if a cure for these diseases was found through embryonic stem cell research. They'd have the patent for this. They could make so much money. What an investment it would be. Why aren't they investing their own money? The reason they're not is because they know it's a bad investment. They know it doesn't pay off. So what do? They try to make the taxpayer pay for it.
What do they want us to vote yes for? What do you think?
Honestly, I think that this is connected to abortion. I think that they do not want value being given to the human embryo. There's huge money in abortion, and liberals in this country want abortion to stay legal. And if embryonic stem cell research is not allowed, and what that does is that shows that we are placing value on the human embryo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's value that the pro-abortion crowd doesn't want to be placed on the human embryo, because they want to continue to sell the product of abortion.
Right.
Same thing with the Hollywood crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood crowd could pony up the money. They don't have to have taxpayers pay for that. They could pony up the dough for this themselves,
mm-hmm.
if they thought it was going to be a good investment. Take the 100 richest celebrities, and if each one of them just kicked in $10 million, there's $1 billion right there. Right? but they're not doing it. They're trying to make taxpayers pay for this. So they know it's a bad investment as well. Financially, it doesn't make any sense. Morally, for the Christian, it certainly doesn't make any sense at all. And so, yeah, Tuesday we have to decide. As Christians, are we going to say, no, we will not reduce God's creation of humanity? Remember in the Bible, God says he knew us when we were conceived, from the time we were conceived. So are we going to reduce humanity to a lab rat in a petri dish? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to decide as Christians. And that's why I'm encouraging people to vote no.
Amen. Well, I've been seeing commercials. They're just so confusing. The answer is, I don't even know what, I mean, is the voting yes supposed to give more funding towards it?
Yeah, it won't do the funding specifically. That'll be the next thing to come, okay? What yes will do is amend the Constitution of the state of Michigan mm-hmm. to say that embryonic stem cell research is legal in Michigan and it's not allowed to be restricted or even discouraged. Mm-hmm. That's written into the language. It also says written into the language that scientists will be allowed to ignore the words they use. Ignore any laws or restrictions to embryonic stem cell research. So even if the legislature passed a law saying no more stem cell research, scientists would be allowed to ignore that because they'd have the protection of the Michigan State Constitution mm-hmm. to go ahead and do this. So a yes vote says we become an embryonic stem cell research state, unrestricted. It's in the Constitution, so we can't even pass any laws to change our mind down the road. It would be unrestricted so that the human cloning and potentially animal-human hybrids could potentially be created in this state as well, and that's a direction we're moving already in this country. And then once this passes, the very next step is going to be, well, wait a second, now it's legal and we don't have the funding to do this, so I guarantee you the very next thing will be something passed and pushed forward to fund the embryonic stem cell research. That's how it works. You don't try to get funding right away. You try to get it passed. Once you get it passed, then you get the funding by socking the taxpayer and making us pay for it on top of it. So the simplest thing to do is to vote no.
Vote no.
To keep it where it is right now, which is it's not allowed in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to become a human laboratory experimentation state.
Amen.
All right. So the no vote, I would argue, is the Christian vote, at least from my perspective.
Amen. Well, I'm here to agree with you, and I thank you for coming on my show to endorse the voting no of Proposal 2. We want to make sure that we continue to uphold values of human life, and sounds like a bunch of smoke and mirrors to me. They're trying to promote the idea that this is going to help people. They're actually saying it's going to save lives.
It won't.
What an evil thing to say.
It takes lives. It takes lives. It's not going to get you out of that wheelchair.
No,
it's not going to do it. The success is not there. It has a 100% failure rate. Even if it were going to get you out of that wheelchair,
that's not
right?
The way to go. I mean, that's not going to bless that kind of
decision. But it's not anyway, because it doesn't already. Well, that is research has already been done. It doesn't work.
That's another thing I've never even knew. Yeah. Thanks so much, Bob, for explaining so much of that. And we'll see you next week.